Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Miss Julie Farah. Welcome back, Julie.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, thank you. Welcome. Yay.
Thank you so much for coming back and joining me today. We are going to touch on our annual clay shoot that we had.
I love the annual clay shoot. We had such a good time. I wish everyone could come and see what that looks like. I never knew what it was like before doing the first one.
Yeah.
And it is such a good, relaxing day everyone should experience.
It is. And it's so cool that we have the Ellis County Sportsman Club right in our backyard. Like, I didn't know that existed, and I lived here my whole life. It's such a neat opportunity that these guys get to go and shoot some clay.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing, if you like shooting some guns, if you like pew pew out off of Sterrett Road, yeah, you can be part of that club.
Yeah, it's a small membership fee, and then I believe you can go kind of shoot, you know, during their times that they offer, but it's a neat opportunity. It's a beautiful course.
Yeah,
it's really tucked away. Get a little side-by-side golf cart and just drive around. It's a lot of fun.
You can see Mike Lee with the cigar hanging out of his mouth anytime.
And Rusty, they're great helps for us.
Yes, they are.
So we had it on Friday, May 15th, and for lunch, we had Blue Bonnet Barbecue, which is always so good to have.
Y'all, that was really, really good.
They provided barbecue sandwiches and baked beans and potato salad, which is always a hit. It's a good Texas barbecue lunch.
Yes, it was so good.
Give them a stop on your way if you're going to or from Ennis. It's a great opportunity just to stop and grab a bite to eat their Blue Bonnet. And they also provided our drinks for the day. So after the guys get done shooting, they come back in the pavilion, and we were able to provide a bar for them. And Blue Bonnet also does that as well, which is a neat thing. Not most restaurants can do that.
Yeah, you may not know this, but unlike a golf tournament, we don't have drinks available, not alcoholic beverages, available to them until after they get back, which makes sense, right?
Yes, total. It's for their safety.
I mean, you know, it's interesting as somebody who doesn't come from a family of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, we were all girls in my house. It's like the first time we did it, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Everybody's all calm out there eating their breakfast, hanging out.
And they get to come back, enjoy. And the day was beautiful. It wasn't too hot. I'm always worried
about
weather. It was perfect weather, and they got to cool down with a drink and some great barbecue.
And with April. DJ Wild Thing.
Exactly. She was wonderful. She played some great country classics. Yeah. She was great. She was able to provide the mic that we needed to help with the crowd control and just introducing all the raffles.
Crowd control. Simmer down, boys.
But we were able to, for her, thank you so much for joining us that day. And we also, for the boys who won, they got gift cards to go play at the Golf Lounge, which is a new lounge here in Waxahachie. And you get to go play golf 24/7.
Simulation,
yeah.
I almost said stimulation. Oh. Stimulation, simulation. Yeah, so where is that?
It's over by, oh gosh, now that you said that, over by, across from the indoor soccer.
Oh, so out there by Featherston's,
yes.
Yes, okay.
It's in the same entrance as Featherston's, actually.
Okay.
And so the boys got a gift certificate to go play whenever they wanted.
The boys, maybe some girls.
Actually,
I don't think any girls won.
I don't think so either.
But they did. A few did.
We did have a few women come out, and Faith Family brought a lot of women, actually, this year, which was really cool to see.
And I remember the guy's last name, but the first place, the guy who actually got the overall shooter that all the guys were thinking was so cool, his name was Chance.
That's right.
Chance. I don't remember the last name, but Chance, they all the guys had envy.
They loved Chance.
They were like, ooh, he's a superstar.
But no, so I was very thankful. The Golf Lounge was a great partner with that and helping provide prizes for them. And last place, it's always fun to kind of come up with last place gifts. And this year we gave them Nerf guns.
I love that.
Go practice.
It's been like bedazzled BB guns, little Red Ryder guns, and this year it was Nerf guns. I mean, I feel like they took it really well.
They loved it. They all, that whole team just laughed, and they really like took it on as their thing. So.
Well, and you know, Faith Family, who ended up getting last place, they also, one of their other teams got, I think, first place, or got, no, those, No, they just won a lot of stuff.
They just won. Yes, they also won a lot of stuff. Like, but they also had a huge crowd out there, so which
they
is
had
really
a really
cool.
good day.
They had a really good day, and then we had first aid sponsor come out, Texas Heart and CPR. Thankfully, nothing has ever happened, and nothing should ever happen. But thank you to Jesus with Texas Hearts and CPR for coming out with an AED, a first aid kit, a stop the bleed, just anything that we may need on that day.
I like
day.
To say Jesus was there.
Jesus was there.
Jesus.
And then for our guns, like we talked about, we do a gun raffle every year with these boys. And Killen Corp, which that is a...
You gotta spell it out.
K-I-L-L-E-N.
Killen Corp.
Killen
provided
Corp.
the guns.
Provided the guns. And so he is great with working with us and with our little middleman, Kyle Vesey. Thank you, Kyle.
He's not little. He's not little. Kyle Vesey.
But you know what I mean.
Kyle Vesey.
He is our middleman that helps with Killen Corp and purchasing these guns for us to get...
College Street Printing.
Yes. No. Guardian Street. Guardian.
Well, it used to be College Street Printing, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it did. Guardian Printing? Mm-hmm. Is that the name of it? Guardian Printing. And Kyle, if I'm wrong, please forgive me. But I think it is over there on College Street, right?
It's over off College. Yeah, in that area. Yes.
Okay. But, well, I'm just going to shut up before I say something else that digs me down the hole. And guess what? My dear friend, Kathy Olson, was there taking pictures.
She was. She's always a great time
She's
to come out.
She's a really good photographer.
She is, and I love having her out at our events to take pictures for that. She is great with getting the teams together, getting them all, and getting some great action shots. Mm-hmm. She is wonderful at what she does, and I appreciate her being out on the course and doing that for us, because even when the boys go out to the course, we still have to do things behind the scenes, like
That's right.
setting up. Breakfast, lunch.
Like cooking dinner from
setting up tea pitchers and
cooking barbecue.
Yes.
Thank
Cooling
you,
down beer, all that kind of stuff. So thank you, Kathy. But honestly, we could not do this day without our community visionaries.
And
our,
what are the community visionaries?
They're our top level at the Chamber of Commerce, and they're the ones that really are, they put a lot into the chamber for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are Bat Security Services, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Waxahachie, Citizens National Bank of Texas, the City of Waxahachie, Ellis County Title Company, Limeburger Attorneys at Law, Navarro College, Encore, Waxahachie Independent School District, Town Square Title, AmeriCase, Arbor Ellis Hill Realtors, Caliber Voice and Data, Faith Family Academy, Roofing and Restoration Services of America, IKO Metals, Vita Creative, Legacy Chevrolet GMC, and Green Brick Partners. So without those guys, we couldn't really do what we do. Really without any of our members, any of our partners.
But. Yeah, but those guys, so explaining that a little bit, is those guys with their membership level, I mean, they're at the $10,000 level each year. Mm-hmm. And so with that level, you get your business name in the conference room. I mean, there's a lot of things that are included with it, but it kind of does help offset the cost of some of our small businesses.
Yep.
And so, you know, a lot of times whenever we have events, we're able to provide free food.
Yes.
To, you know, when people show up to learn and do those things, because a lot of chambers, they end up having to charge people for those things. But that's how we're able to do it, is everyone kind of works together in our little lovely community.
Yes. We all come together, and it takes a village, and we couldn't do anything that we do without them, or really without any of our partners.
That's right.
So we appreciate them. But this is an annual sporting clay event. I think this is one of the best events that we put on, one of the easiest events, I will say, from a event planning background. It's one of the easier, you know, just
to remember that next year.
Julie's making fun of me because I always kind of get a little stressed right before. But I just want, you know, it's the weather. It's because this is an outdoor event. And a week prior to this event, it was supposed to be rain. And it wasn't, so thank goodness. But, you know, those little things that you're just...
Those darn acts of God.
Yeah. And just praying people show up. So that's my, like, thing. But no, it's a great time, and we enjoy that this event is something that we get to do every year.
Yeah.
So thank you, Julie, for joining me today and
thank
giving
you
a little
for letting me.
Recap on this annual sporting clay shoot.
I miss you guys.
We miss you. But we will talk soon. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Bye.